My friend Risa is a Steve Jobs. Have you ever heard of Steve Jobs? I guess your answer to this question is yes, right? When Steve Jobs quit university after 6 months of college because he couldn't find any value in classes at college, he didn't have much money, so he returned Coke bottles for the 5-cent deposit to buy food with. My friend Risa also got money at school, like Steve Jobs, by returning juice can for a 10-yen deposit. What do you think she did with the money? She bought snacks because she was hungry, or she paid her bus fare when she lost her bus pass. She did that so many times that people around her said, "You should stop that. It's shameful, Risa." But she responded, "No, no, you should be proud of me, because I collected the cans students threw away. Look, now the school is clean and I got money. Everybody is happy now." She never hesitated to do what she thought was right. She kept doing it until the 10-yen deposit system was stopped because of her. Every day, Risa and I take the same bus to and back from school. One day, on the bus back home, she shouted, "Let's dance, Ami!" Risa was dancing to music from Kids TV animation. Everybody on the bus looked at her and started giggling. She created the funny dance, and she didn't care at all about what other students on the bus thought about her dancing. She loves dancing wherever she is. At first, I just watched her dance because I felt embarrassed. But as I saw her moving her body to the music and smiling delightedly, I felt happy and started dancing with her. I felt really good dancing with her. Because she does unique things like this. She is often spoken ill of, but she never seems to care about that. Why do you always do whatever you want? Other people say bad things about you. Has that ever hurt your feelings? I asked. Because I envy her toughness and I wanted to know the secret. She told me, "I don't care about what other people think of me. If you're worried about other people's opinions all the time, you can't do anything and you can't move forward." Her words made me realize that I should be myself if I want to enjoy myself. I have to be strong enough to do what I want to do. Staying with her gives me a lot of laughs and lessons about life. As I said at the beginning, you have probably heard of Steve Jobs, who used to be the CEO of Apple. You might have heard of his famous messages to the graduates at Stanford University. Stay hungry. Stay foolish. Like him, Risa taught me this. Never stay where you are. Move forward. Risa is my Steve Jobs.